to Rabosai, Daf Yud Zayin. Omer Rabba. Ashkachtinu l'rabbonin debei rav d'yasvi v'ka'amri. Avir posel b'shlosha. Schach posel b'abo. Notice there's a gimel there. It means that's how we pass in halacha and Rabbah m'shulchan aruch. V'aminu ana. Avir the posel b'shlosha. Minolachu. How do you know? The Tanan. Hirchik as a sichum and atfan shlosha tfachim. Psula. That's the Mishnah, the top one of the Mishnah, and you sign him alaf on top. Schach posel nami, lo lifsel ela b'arba amis. If that's your criterion, that the middle is the same as the side, should be four amis. The Tanan, b'ayish nifchaz v'sichach al gabov, right? The same Mishnah up on top. Miesh ben asichu l'kosel dal amis psula. Hey, well, you're being inconsistent. Is the middle the same as the side, or different? V'yamuli bar mino adahi. The Rav is Shmuel, the Amitavai, Mishm Dofan, Akuma no Gubo. That's different. You can't make any comparisons. That's a different. Dofan Akuma is a different din. Amitavano. Wait, stop. Ma ilu ika schach posel pochos me arbo. The avir pochos mishlosha. My kshayra, right? That's what they said, right? Four and three are their respective shiurim for schach posel. And Avir, watch this now. Maye bishpud in my. You took the air and you filled it with metal. Psula, right? Psula. Because now you have four tfachim of schach posel. Nu, v'lo yehe Avir haposel bishlosha kischach posel haposel bi'abo. What happened? What's this debating point? What did they just say? Till now we understood everything. Right? We understood the whole fight. What's this? Let's go to Rashi, because without Rashi it's hard to move. Okay. Let's just to skip. The second more line of Rashi. V'aminu ano tshuva l'dereihem. Right? This is again, you have to know who's speaking. This is Rabba who's arguing with the Rabbona de Beirav. And they said the truth. And he's giving them a hard time. Oh, this we think is giving them a hard time. They said the truth that we paskin. Okay. Read the Rashi's. Second word line. Umailu ika schach posel poros mi'arbo v'avir b'tzido poros mishlosha ma'ar mitubei. Ksheira. Why? To lek a shir schach posel. Mal ye da hi hashir b'shpudin di osel sacha b'em ishum mekabli tumo. Habi le'arbo tfoche mischach posel ma'ar mitubei. What would you say? Psula. Gichat itza arbo. Yeah. Umitchila kshay avir shuchamur. Hoy suk shera. Why is it more chamur? Because it's three. This is four. Va'achshav shenepach lios kal nifsala. Yeah. Lo ye avir chamur sheposel begimul posla lesuka zu kischach posel shukal sheino nifsal ela bi'abo. Very, very nice argument they're making. How does this help? I understand what he's saying. How does this statement impact on the argument that they're having? Not 100% clear. Right? They're pointing out that notwithstanding the fact that Avir is more chomer than Schach Posel, because Avir is three and Schach Posel is four, according to the way the Rabban and the Meirav said, despite that, there's a quirk, there's an anomaly. If you have Avir, it's going to be okay, and you have Schach Posel, it's going to be not okay, because it's going to combine. If you have three of Schach Posel and two of Avir, and you finish filling Avir with Schach Posel, now 3 plus 2 is 5. So I understand those, that crook, I understand, but how will that be determinant in terms of this dispute? Not completely clear. Well, let's just go back to the Gemara one more time. Keep one hand in Gemara, one hand in Rashi, right? So if you have two hands. One Gemara, one Rashi. Again, v'aminu l'wano ma'ilu ika schach. And we're going to small dollars. Schach posel poros me'abo v'avir poros mishlosh. My ksheira, mal yebishvud and my psula. V'leh avir posel mishlosha kischach posel poros me'abo. Enu amuli yachle didach nami. Rashi says amula. Before we go any further, yachle didach nami. The armored shear schach posel dalet amis. The less of the time of the mastisim b'shem dofen akuma, elazel shiur lifsol. I feel the emta avzut shuvascha. Umayilu v'chuli. Back to the Gemara. Umayilu. Get back to the Gemara. Umayilu ikas chach posel poches midal avis. V'yave poches mishlosha mai ksheira, mai b'shbudin mai psula. Lo yavir posel mishlosha kischach posel posel v'yave amis. What's this debating point? The sophistry. You've gained nothing from this. Right? Oh, now we come to the... This is a fascinating debate. I'd love to be at the... Maybe they had one on the debating team. See what's going back and forth. Oh, now we come. Famino Luano, hi, Mai. Hi, Mai is like, how now, brown cow? Hi, Mai. What's this? Slowly. Watch this. Bishlam Lididi. That means Abahamas, Rashi. That we understand that Dalai Lama is a shear according to the way he thinks it's a shear, not only in the side, but in the side as well. Please turn the page to Zion at base. So Mishum Shi'ura V'lav Shi'urahu. Hi, Lav Shi'urahu. Kevin Lo Shav Shi'urai Allah Hadad Lam Starfi. Rashi. Shum Shi'ura V'lav Shi'urahu. The Arab Amas have a shear lift soul. Uvaporos Mikanen a shear lift soul. V'ein atamishim dofen akuma elakach shiuro lifsol halachol moshmi sinai keshakol ha-shiurim. Yeah. Hai lav shiuruhu kev lo shavi gasinan lo gasinan dik vikevim. Okay, take it, not vikevim, but kevim. Again, read the last top line of the Gemara one more time. Hai, in this situation, lav shiuruhu kevim lo shavi shiurayu, they cannot combine. Lo mitzdarfi. In other words, you have something which is a 4 amah shear and a 3 tvachim shear. So there's a klal gadol when it comes to tziruf shiurim. Tosfos is going to quote it that A and B only combine if they have the fundamental of the same shear. That kazayis. Here, for this is treif, and this is treif, you have it together, you can get malchus according in certain situations. If it's the same shear, it's mitzdarif. Oh, eladitchu. Oh, it's now till now it's been pretty easy. Now it's coming a little tricky. I was a look at the Gemara. El de tchu, you. De amritu shir mishum haflaga. What does that mean? Rashi. De ha'arba de kamritu lo tenan lo b'masnis in yitzchach posul. It's not in the Mishnah. My shir v'amam is in the Mishnah. Yours is not. Fosvara minolachu atun hainu tamaychu mishum. The bechol makom chashuv in dalat tefachem nios makom chashuv liatzmo. Like Hilchos Shabbos, for example, atem omrim she'avzeh makom hu liatzmo. V'chotetz b'sukazul asosu k'shtayim. V'yein tfanos lehem mali isplik v'chulein. Since the 4 tefachim are not a special halach l'moshe we've seen like dofan akuma, but rather it's just a sheer chashuv throughout Hilchos Shabbos and other places. Abav tefachem is chashuv. Says the Halakha Gemara, Mali Yisbelik B'Schach Posel, Mali Yisbelik B'Schach Posel V'Avir, should also be no good. Everyone understand the argument? So far, both sides we've gotten through. Now it gets even more complicated. I'm sorry to say it, but you have to know the facts. You have to know what you're up against. This is a complicated Gemara. Amale Abaye. Ooh, all of a sudden Abaye mixes it. Where is he until now? Till now, who was fine until now? Rabbah said, support him. You have Rabbah fighting with whom? Rabban and the Beirav. Anonymous. All of a sudden, another very famous personality mixes in. His name is Abaye. We know who he is. Watch. Slow. One hand in Gemara, one hand in Rashi. Amale Abaye, Ulamar Nami. The low shavu shiurayu. In other words, the argument was against whom? Against the Rabbanan de Beirav, right? About the shavu shiurayu. So Abaye is now talking to whom? He's talking to Rabba, correct? The mar nami neid lo shavu shiurayu besuka gedola. That's why they wouldn't combine. Besukah Ktana Milo Shavishi Urayu? Whoa, Rashi. Besukah Ktana A very important Rashi. How would you translate in numerology and numbers shiur mitzumtzum? 7 by 7. That's going to be a big, big fight. 7 by 7. Woo! It's going to be a really big fight. Milo shavi shiurayu. Zok Rashi. Al kochach echad zevi echad zev psula begimel tvachin. Why? The cave of the nothing mitoras loved. Choshev lived sure the shiure the sukkah. The cave of the shavu shiurayu in shum sukkah lit starfi. This is a chiddush gadol ma'od over here. He's saying that if you have more than 3 tefachim of schach posel in a 7 by 7 sukkah, it's no good. Why? Before we go into the further discussion, why is that true? I'll have, let me have 4 of schach kosher, 3 of schach posel. What should be the problem? Why should it be no good? He was assuming it's no good. Never told us why it's no good. Why should it be no good? Why? What do you mean? I have 4 tefachim worth. Ah, okay. We'll have to come back. Amalei, watch this now. This is goes unbelievable. Rejoinder. Hasam lav mishum deshavu shiurayu la'adadihu. Ela mishum, as you said, the less of the shiurayu desukahu. Amalei hasam deshneim poslim baba gimu lo mishum deshavu shiurayu nifsol. Ela mishum, the less of the shiurayu desukahu. For some reason or other, we don't understand why this is true. If you have less than 7 of schach kosher, it's no good. Is that what it really says? Maybe less than 4.1 of schach kosher, it's no good. That's going to be the big, big slam down fight. That's going to be the one that's going to doliola. We're not there yet, but we'll get there. Yes?
Why is 3 tefachim of air?
You're asking an even more fundamental question. Why 3 tefachim? The answer presumably is, on a simple level, that 3 tefachim is good because of lavud. Lavud, as we know, in other words, both 3 and 4 could be borrowed shiurim. They're not shiurim which originate here in Hilchos Sukkah. 3 is borrowed from lavud, which applies in Hilchos Shabbos, and 4 is borrowed from the definition of Rishus, which is borrowed in Hilchos Shabbos. They could all be, but obviously lavud on, I should not say obviously. On a simple level, love only kicks in with his air in between. We'll see that, not today, we'll get to that. Whether love can apply with something in between. We said in the past, we said it wouldn't work. We'll see later if it's really true or not. That's the answer. They're both borrowed on a simple level from Hilchos Shabbos.
Yeah, but why should it matter? Why don't we just stick with one? If they're 3 or 4.
The answer is very simple. Love it applies when it's air. Okay? So when there's air, there's a problem. When there's love, it seals off somewhere that will define it. Going to solve the problem, okay? But if not that, air is a major problem. Whereas schach posel is much less of a problem, because schach posel there's no issue of, just a break. There's no break. It's all covered with schach. It's that is posel. So we have to say if it's a makom choshuv, it's going to break it up. What's makom choshuv in general? Not 3. 3 is a makom. It's a makom choshuv to undo lavud. That's it. Only is the airspace. If it's a schach posel space, then the only shiur we have for Malcolm Choshev is 4, not 3. I'm doing it on a simple level. We'll come back to all these things. It's a little more complicated. Everyone understand so far what's going on? Rabosai. We're going to stop here. As the Ma'amakom, we're going to stop here. But we have to just see some Tosfos. Okay? The Hilchos Tumah, I already learned, we're not experts in Tumah. So whatever we can, avoid it, we're gonna try to do that. Okay? Let's look at the Tosfos. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Amud Beis already Tumah the Tosfos. That's why it's Masechta Tumah. Masechta Tumah. But we're discussing Masechta Sukkah. So there are 2 Tosfos here. We go slowly. All right, Rabbi said slow. Slowly. Avir Posel Kol Asukah B'Shlosha Ben B'Yemtza Ben Menatzad. Schach Posel Kol Asukah B'Abo B'Yemtza. Going to Rochok ben Akosel Arba Amos, then the Yochel about Lebishim Akim as Dovin, Nimtza Chotzes ben Kosher the Kosher, says Tosfos, V'Dafka Kshem Maskel Mi Dovin Ha Imtzoyu Mahalach Al Pnei Kol Asukar HaPesach, Tashta Chotzes Avir O Apsul, Bens kosher le kosher v'lekel gimel tfanas lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. We did this before a few times. Came up in the Dofan HaKumas again. If you dine down the middle, here, I'll share the picture, but I don't know if I'm going to go to the board. Here's the middle, you have three walls, this is the middle wall. Right down, from here to the edge, see the three tfachim of air or four tfachim of air, the whole sukkah is puzzled. Because there's only going to be two walls here, and they can't meet. Tosus is putting up what we consider to be obvious. Okay, slowly. Slowly. Watch this. Like this. Coming across. So what's going to be, let's predict before we see. If it's enough here, so it's okay. That will be, this will be okay. That will be not okay. Let's see what Tosus really says that. What does Tosus say? If nisham and akosha letzad adofan amtsoi kashir hechsha sukkah kshera to his bed gimel tfanas v'shol tzad ha-pesach psula. Okay, Rabbo says this tofas, it's easy street, this tofas, it's easy. V'hecha da'avir o ha-psul ein mahalchen al-pnei kol ha-sukkah gagon d'ika b'yemtsa sukkah gimel al-gimel avir o ha-arba al-amba s'chach posa smack in the middle. Nu what's it in? There's 7x7 before you get to this hole. Fashur hakol kosher. Why? They haven't started. They haven't started. Feel my shiyotzer the chutz legame. Hole hakol mechubal the shiur hechshav sukkah. Where is the kipsay yotzer in a sukkah? The nita below tfanas. Can I mean on the command if you test? The nidon in the sukkah. That's obvious. The hechshav. Filu ein kedei hechshav sukkah mimenu adofan amtsoi mitstarfen zeim zelech dei hechshav sukkah ven avir apsul motzchotzen. Why? Meyachas shakosher mischabe yachad. What? Derech hatzdadim. Tosus mesupik about this case where the gap, whether it be 3x3 air or 4x4 puzzle, begins less than 7 tefachim from the middle wall. Yeah, but you can go around. Interesting suffix, no? Fascinating suffix. Okay, that's one Tosus. One more toast, that's it. There's one more. Avi ilu ikaschak posul pochos me'abo v'avir pochos me'gimel ma'ik she'ro. Why? The ein ba'avir shir lifso. V'ein mischak posul shir lifso. Ein mitstafim zem zel lifso. Kem lo shav v'shir ra'la dodi ken aminon. Okay. Watch this. Very, very. Now we start the brain teasers. Now we start the brain teasers. Miu. Hecha di ikas shnei tvachim schak posul. What a great shiloh. Yeah? Two posel. Let's say two avir, just to make it easier. And two posel. What would you say? What would you say? Good or bad? Good. Right? Because you have two posel is not a problem. Two air is not a problem. Two posel, what's wrong? Igal Safuke Ishne Apsulin Mitstarfin the Abo Lipsless Asuka. The Shema Kevin Avir Mafsi Pentayim Lo Mitstarfi. O Shema Kevin and Avir Gimel Mitstarfin. Tosas Misupik, they have no answer. Fascinating question. Will two tfakam of Avir suffice to separate the two tfakam of apostle one side to on the other side? Fascinating. Umiyu Hecha the Lekab Ipsulim Dalit. What does that mean? You have, for argument's sake, you'll have a tefach and a half on one side and a tefach and a half on the other side. Okay? And less than three between those two pieces. Ein avir mashlimo l'arbo b'mashe choshvo. What's choshvo? What's dalet? Whoa! You know what he's saying? I have one and a half here. I have one and a half there, and I have two in between. Now, one and a half plus one and a half plus two is five. And the shear schachmach is four. We don't say that. We don't say that the middle is considered if it's closed up with schach posel. So one and a half plus two plus one and a half is five. That we don't say. Why? We don't say love of the Hachmer. At kind of say we've no, that's it. No more Gemara for this minute. For this so far. Push up shot so far, right? Push up shot. Let's foresee this big debate. It's never been resolved. How do you pask it? I gave you the way I told you it has Shulchan Aruch paskas, but that doesn't mean that everyone agrees with that. It's open to the Rush. The Rush, Simon, Lamed Beis. It's a machlokas gedole hagdole. That's a very profound way of saying what we'll get to one of these days. Hope, maybe even today. But not necessarily. But to be patient, there's a long week ahead of us, Rabbi. A long week. It goes nice and slow. Slowly. The Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis quotes the machlokas between Rabbi, he has Rabbi, we have Rabbi, Rabbanan de Beirav. It goes the whole story. Rav Alfasi, Kosav Bahav Itur, Ika Plukta Beini Ravosa. Rav Alfasi is our Posek Shmuel. The Rabbanan de Beirav Kavah say Sviralu Shmuel at the end of the sugya holds like Rabbanan de Beirav. Ubahalachas pasuk kirav kalishta basra v'yushalmi misayele. The Tani Rav Chia Avir posel begimel schach posel ain't a posel but dalad amis. Hey yeah. Umistaba Kavah say the Rabbanan dalad de Beirav lav. Siyatehi Tohilishta Basra Isa Kamal Lesa Felishta Ninu Masapkalani Kasura Kinarda Plukta de Ravashmul. That's not, I think we have to see more Gemara. We just sort of I pick up the Gemara, Yud Chesam Alf. We have no choice but to see this Gemara. Let's do Yuzayin Amud Beis a little bit further down. After the word Gabi Achamor, okay? Pesura Armele Lashmaita Bahai Lishna, as we just learned. Benardo Masu Omer Avuna Mashmuel. Schach, there's different names. Schach, Posel Biemta, Posel Biarbo. Minatzad, Posel Biarbamas. Virava Mar, Bain minatzad, bain mienta, biabamas. This is the old story all over again, Rabosai. The old story all over again. You with me? Except different names. Right. Instead of Rabba against Rabbanan de Beirav, right? We have, if you will, Rav against Shmuel to line them up properly. Okay. Okay, let's stop here because there's more to be said, but I think my Mara Makomos, I think, left this out by mistake. I don't know why I did this. So I have to apologize. So this has to be added into the Mara Makomos, please. From Yud Zayin Amud Beis Besura. Right? And on. My mistake. Okay, so just change one piece of the... When it says in the second line, Yud Ches Amr Abai, cross that out, put down Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Besura Amri. Okay, that's just, I apologize for the mistake. I don't know how it happened, I don't know. If I wrote it late at night or something like that. Okay, let's now go to the Rush. Armed with this, let's go to the Rush. So the Rush quotes this. If you saw the Rush, so you presumably saw this anyway. We'll read it from where I asked you to see the Rush. Simon Lamed Beis Gemara, Amr Abrava. Okay, he has a dispute between him. Besura Master Yochi, Benadar Master Yochi. So you should have caught it from the Rush anyway. Omra Avuda, Omra Shmuel, Sach Posel, Posel, Beansav Dal, Beansav Dal Amis. Rav Amar, Beansav Dal Amis. Kosev Bal Hit, as we just saw. Fine. Good. So now what? So now it's a Shaila, Rabosai. It's a Shaila. Which version do we accept? Sura, which is the first version. Then who's fighting with whom? Rabbanan de Beirav fighting with whom? Rabba. With Rabba. But in the Nardah version, who is it? Rav fighting with Shmuel. Okay. So the Rush says, the Rishalmi may confirm the Bahag, because usually Rabban Shmuel, what's the klal p'tzak, and Rabban Shmuel knows what the klal is? Rabbi Suri Shmuel Bedini. You told me Rabbi Suri over here. So you follow Rav, right? And Rav, right? So Rav normally would win, but the Rif says no. We'll follow Shmuel, because Rabbana Dibbe Rav, that's a majority, hold like Shmuel. Against Rabba, it was only one person. The Rishalmi, he says, Bahag passed like Rav. Why? Abchia, Tanya Abchia, Aver Apostle, the Gimel, Sach Apostle, Ain Apostle, Alibad Dalad Amos, Mefurish. Umestabakava say, Torabonon, Dibbe Rav, Lav Siyatehi. You can't base yourself on Shul based on Rabbi Rav as the rifted. To Ilishna Basra Isa Kamalesa. The Trailishna Ninu. So we're both saying not that there were two debates. It was one debate. He's not sure who the debaters were. So you can't defend Shmuel based on Rabbi Rav because it's either him or him. Umasaklan Kasir Ganado. Pluk the Rav Shmuel, Hilchasok Rav, the Bein Berenza, the Bein Menatzah, the Dal Amos, Umashu the Chihechi, the Behirchik as Hasichu Bein Atfanas, the Psul Avir, Leka Pluk the means a distinction, Bein Berenza, the Bein Menatzah, the Schach Posel Nami, Leka Pluk the, period. Umiyu, Pluk the Ravasi Ulechumra. Despite this logic, we cannot take a chance. Ad kan divi balayitu. He would like the paskin, like Rav. Again, he seems to chicken out and say you got to worry about Shmuel too, and don't let more than four tefachim in the yams. That's not really his main opinion. For Rambam's al kosa, vaniach riyak divi Rav alfas. It's typical. You know what this is. Always happens this way. The Rambam's defending the riff. Melchamas Hashem. Why? Till the Rav the Yoma Bein Biyamitz the Bein Menatzad. But Dalad Amis Imkain Tam Alav Mishim Dofan Akumu Tafila Biyamitz the Lekad Meim Dofan Akumu Havi Namishir Dalad Amis Ukadama Bigamar Belishta Kama Bar Mino that he the Rav Shmuel the Amit Tavam Mishim Dofan Akumu No Guba Hilkach Came into the Chulu Lishni Man the Yoma Biyamitz and Amit Dalad Amis Lo Noga Mishim Dofan Akumu Hilkach Akochach Hilkach Man Dama Biyamitz Bedalad Umin Atam Dalad Amis. Why? Shem Dofan Akuma, the Sugya, the Kula Gemara, the Amina Dofan Akuma, Kedama Bereish Michilton, Maika Mashmalon, the Amadofan Akuma, Tanina, Raminami Liel, Kigimi Yilchus of the Good, the Love of the Dofan Akuma, Cheposka Rambam Zal, Rabbi Shai Zal, Beamtan Suga Bedalit. In other words, you have to pass. If you assume that Dofan Akuma is Alochel Moshe Misinai, you have to assume that Beamta is Dalit Falcon. If it's Dalad Amos here and there, there's no need of an aguma. What a brilliant idea on the part of the Rambam. Okay, Rabbosai, so we got through the fundamental part of the sugya initially. Okay, Rabbosai, fine. Now it's interesting, the Balit is talking about Lishta Basra, right? Lishta Basra is a Kamalesa, Trelishni, and what do you do if you're Trelishni? So let's take a look. So I have a ritva, Rabbi Osai. It's on the Maram Makomas, I believe. A few ritvas. I didn't put this one on. Okay, it's not on. Okay. The ritva here says that when it comes to the Doraisa, that we don't follow the Lishna Basra, we follow the Churma, even the Lishna Kama. And therefore, even though on your Zion, Rabba Amaloch, right? The Lon Aktinon, Ela good v'lovud. What does that mean? That's what the Ritva is saying. Let me show the Ritva for a second. I was going to save us, but we can't. Let's see it. Let's see. I'm not sure what it's going to be. Oh, what happened over here? Remember, look, let's just review. I mean, the one, no, Bishlam, the D, should the Shiru without Shiru, came to the Shavu Shiru out of the Tavi. Gives the Rabbah Svarim. Rashi crosses it out. The Ain Tzorech. Bishlam, the D, Dinu, the Lomit Starfi, the Holo Shavu, Avir, Schach Postle, Bishiru, Avil, Lomitama. Schach Postle, Shapostle, Bi Abba Amis, Neshu, Shir, Mokam, Velo, Choshe, Mishim, Aflog, Averichuk. Avil, did Chu, Ki Hechid, Avir, Mishim, Aflog. Hokina Mishach Postle, Mishim, Aflog. Abba Tfachim lo choshev shir mokom. The kevin shekain dinu litztarfi. The mali is spulig l'schach posel l'chudah b'schach posel v'avir. It says v'lo ashkachan dehadru debei rav tshuv alai pircha. V'lo em shalom adi tosu mishlo masl b'av tamuda. V'kaim alo nami kavosayu. Tipping his hand already. Like Shmuel, like a rana, like a rana debei rav. U'mistaba the rabba havalo... Hud lo yada piruka didu, od lo choshel adur le piruka le mifrach bebait samach, od the shama tanosayav le nichle begavela kamala, avol inu tanos and ma'asislu till the two namilo shava psulim tama. Why? The arve mishum haflaga, v'srach pasul mishum shiura. The arve choshel shiur makom, but haflaga is a new din. It's a kind of a. It's not a regular din of a shiur. It's a haflaga. There's air in the way. It's a different kind of a din. V'od. That feel the shava betama, kod lo shava b'shiru lo mitzarfi klal. Had the parchim the besavach, but it's not a beggar to give a lagim, which we skipped. Had lo torach tamud lefushi tamad it who? To have me go pirucho the pirucho b'suka ktana. We might the parchim the we must eat and not beggar. Nafkel and shap the tamayah did who? Mishum lo shava b'shiru mamash kadam aron. So therefore he's coming here to defend. We love his defense. It's a great defense. He defended that the opinion which is the talat fach. Here it is. This is what I was looking for. Ikem Ravos Amanda Chosav Hilchos Galishna Basra. The came and the can look at Karav. The Rav of Shmuel Halacha Rav Yisuri. Right? That's what I told you. It's based on the Alva Rabbi Alva Sipos Galishna Kama. Vadim the Rabban the Rav of the Chumra. The Bidor Rais Halo Aslina Bos Galishna Basra. El Galishna the Basra O Kama. Hey, the Havi Lechumra, the Bishal Tolach Achara Machmir, Shal Sofa, Mama Zinu Lechula, Venir in Devarav. Why? And he gets into the Vav, the Suga later on, which is a little bit complicated. And if you doubt it, let's hold off for that for a moment. Necessarily. It depends whichever is more Machmir. Okay? Now, both say, I think it's time to open up a Shulchan Aruch, take a little break, and see. A Mishnah Brura, and we'll come back to the Gemara Rashi and Rishonim a little bit later. Open up. Tof, Reish, Lamed, Beis. Let's first see the Ran. I should. One second. Oh, watch this over here. Oh, look at this. Watch. Uvesuka de bayit fanas nikoras di da hu de bina dofan akuma. The cave of the larabba o larav lishna narda lo nitzucha dofan akuma in yinsuka. Right? We saw the rush quote, the rabbi don't need it. My hide and actina babbe is good, the love of the dofan akuma. Halach mesinai. That's the Ramban's raya, right? The Ramban brings a raya barura to paskin the chumra because you need the halach mesinai dofan akuma. If the shear in the middle is Dala Amos, there's no difference in the side and the middle. No, you don't need Halach Moshe Sinai. Watch. I'm sorry? Yeah, there's no difference in the side and the middle. Dovah Nakuma is a new din, you bend the wall. You don't have to bend the wall. The same thing is in the middle of a 50-yard sukkah, the din is exactly the same. You don't have to bend the din walls. It's the same thing. Four Amos here, four Amos there. The Ramban is like a Valdegariah. Watch. The Afal Gav, the Rabba Omalach. Lonaktinon elagud velavud. Rabbi's going to say, no. The Gemara said back, what that was it again? Vavamid Beis? Let's open the Gemara to Vavamid Beis for a minute and see what it says. I mean, we know this Gemara. Vavamid Beis. About the 8th, 10th line. Kihas ilkasa. Lagud, Velavud, Vidolfan Akuma. Okay? So Dolfan Akuma Avosai is one of the three halachas. That implies that what? That in the middle, it's only four tvachim. Okay? So now, that's Yud Zayin Amud Aleph for a moment. Back to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. What's the Ritva saying over here? Av the Rabba Amalach Lunaktina Lagud Velavud. Rabba will have to say that the only halach we see is we have a what? Good and love, and he will leave out Dofan Akuma. Yeah, that's what's going to have to happen, as we saw quoted from the Ramban. Anad vare sugyon betamudo de naktina de velova dova nakuma. That's the Stama de Gemara. Vava midbeis. Now, Stama de Gemara, why is it? It's only one place. So why is it? That's what we call a Stama de Gemara. I don't know. It's a Stama de Gemara. It was probably passing that way. Yeah, and all the chok yagav lo chashiv lishna basra came with the hand of the pligi by lishna lo havi amura but gufay the pligi lishna kama. Different people. So therefore you go to chumra. Stop right here. Zeh nachon. Now if you look in the Ran does discuss this proof and he's chokhech. It's not so that's convincing. Please turn to the Ran. Here we go. Page Chav Dalid, or Chesamid Beis in the old print. Ule'inyan Lishin Tachtav. No, we're not up to it yet. It's the wrong one. Next. It's either Tesamid Al or Chav Hei. Either. One moment, please. It's not in the Maamar Kama. It's another mistake I made. It's Chav Dalet, the first paragraph, starting with the word Gemara. He says, the Ramban, Machria, we saw this in the Rush, Kedivri Rav Alphas. Why? Because Dofan Akuma, Lachon Shin Sinai. Quote the Rav, you don't need it. Vani chokech al hachra also uchesavte bechidushai. Unfortunately, chidushim are lost. He said the raya is not an absolute slam dunk raya. You can say that the Gemara on Davov is Rabba speaking. Rabba speaking. Okay, fine. Now, not just Shulchan Aruch for a few minutes. Tof reish lamed bey sif al. Schach posel b'emza b'dalet fachem. Right away, boom, up front. No chokmes. He passes the chumah like the riff. It's posel b'dalet fachem. Posel b'dalet kshera. Skip a little bit. But minat sad dalet amis dofen akuma. Dabbeze hey lamed mem. What's hey lamed mem? No. Halach mosh mi sinai. Is that what the Ramban says? Fine. That's a psak of the Mechab. There's a Shara Tzion. Sifkot and Aleph. Vafilu schach posel mit Rabbanon. Rabbosai. Schach posel mit Rabbanon, but also possible without Fochin. Viraya mit af Yudal and mit Beis. Gon the Anchal and Neserach of Dalat Fochin. Apuma de Metalalta. We'll get to that tomorrow a little bit later on. And the Nes is only possible with Rabbanon. You see, that Dalat Tvachim would be fatal if it's in the wrong place. Fine. Apparently, all the Psalm are the same. Whether it be in the middle of the Sukkah or what's called Puma de Metalalta, it's all the same. Now, Rabbosai, we have to discuss that very important Rashi and see what how the poskim take it. And it's going to be a little complicated, so just hang on to your seats, okay? Just give me an advance notice, hang on. Here we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Omalei Hossam, the Rashi Omalei Hossam, the Shneim Posim, the 20th narrow line. Ba Begimel Lomish of the Shavah Shiyuron Lipsol, and the lesser the Shiyur the Sukkah. That's the last Rashi we saw in the Sukkah. As you said, was said before, it's just that there's not enough Schach there. So how much Schach do you really need? Everyone have a Mogan Avram? Okay, let's open up. Tofresh on the base of Cotton Gimel. So Shulchan Aruch says, I mean a little bit more of the Shulchan Aruch. That what? The Shir is four tefachim. Pesuka gedola. Shesh b'yosir al schach. Posel shiva al shiva tefachim. Whoa, whoa. See what the Shulchan Aruch just said? Whoa. Seven tefachim. Wow. Aber pesuka ketana. She'ein bo elo shiva al shiva. Bein b'yemta, bein b'natzad. Bishlosha tzvachim psula, pachas bishlosha ksheira. Says the Magen Avraham Gimel, eino meduktok. That's not correct. According to what the Shulchan Aruch seems to present it, if it has seven, then and only then, shlosha tzvachim is psula. If it's 7.1, then it will not be 4.1 kosher and 3. Less than three puzzle would be no problem. Wrong. Tafilu yesh bo tesu machta uschach puzzle gimel tvachim psula. Whoa. Has 9.5, good. And less than three, bad. Puzzle. Came in the shaklessly the puzzle lek ahechsha sukkah. Was the cost of the el b'shulchan aruch. V'chein mashma loshen Rashi. The Rashi we just learned, right? He says, "Dear Maskel Amalei, you don't have a Shia Sukkah." So the Magen Avraham is trying the Gemara. You have to have 7 by 7 of Schach Kosher. Don't give me majorities, Rabbi Osai. It's 7 by 7 of Schach Kosher. And if it's less than 7 by 7 Schach Kosher, then even if it's Schach Posel Gimel, it will Posel. That's what it says in Magen Avraham. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound that way. Yeah, you have to say at one point it's not meduktuk. Not meduktuk. That's what he says. He said, not me, he said it. Right? Ain't a meduktuk. Pretty harsh language, no? Ain't a meduktuk. That's what it says. Magen Avraham again, Tofresh Lamed Beis of Cotton Gimel says the Lashon of the Mechaber is Ain't a meduktuk. But the whole world jumps on him. The whole world jumps on the poor Magen Avraham. Everyone's all over him. Let's first read the Machzis Hashek. Ukama Shekosov Liel, the Shulchan Aruch, Shekosov, Bamed Ramurin, Besuka Gedola, Sheshba Yoser Al Sach, Puzzle, Zayin Tfachim. That means that to be 7 Tfachim of Kosher. Hin Mashal Rosh and Rashi, Yud Zayin Med Beis. Just gives you Maram Akaris. Okay? But there is a prima godim on this too, also short. Ayin el Yeraba Oz Gimel, who argues. We'll see soon. And he suggests to answer, V'yeshlom ha-pochaz me-gimel tvachim halacha le-moshe mi-sinai b'yevshah de-mashin v'botel ma-shenken tzchach posel gimel tvachim v'nisha shir kusuko zayin al-zayim su-psula. Okay, look what she's seen. Now b'kiveg. Watch this. It's very, very important. Ukamashakas of the Alv Shulchan Aruch. Ratzalama. The Nachet Chila Sheesh ba zayin al zayin yoser al schar posel. Right? So if you have 9.5, Rebbe Osai, total, and 3 schach posel, the Magen Avraham is going to be no good. You need 7x7 schach kosher. And he is tighty. Yeshloma de maschach posel min hatzad shel dofen harivis. What if the schach posel is on the side of the fourth wall? Now the fourth wall could be a blank wall. This is after 3 walls. Keep that in mind. Imasuka bekerlil. Yosem Izayin al Zayin. The sukkah in general is more than 7x7. The kosher. Why? The chashvina lahasukkah measchach posel ad ma'at poros megimel tvachim. What does that mean? You calculate from the schach posel until less than 3 tvachim, umetzar for the shir hechsher sukkah. Umalonu demunach lechutz od schach posel. Who cares? You follow me? I have my 3 walls, and I have schach kosher, schach posel less than 3, and 6 out past the walls. Past the walls like it's in China. Who cares it's past the walls? Who cares it's past the walls? It's in China. So B'Kiv Vegas point. Sounds pretty good.
Here's the 3 walls. They end in the same spot. There's less than 3 tefachim of schach posel here. Okay? And it extends to here. So the Kivega, who cares what's past here? Once it's past here, it's totally irrelevant. Like China. That's the Kivega's gosh.
Is there kosher? Is it 7x7 within the kosher?
In other words, if, let's say, a bomb came and banged this all off. The bomb banged it all off, it would be kosher. Why? Let's say you have 5, he's assuming. You have 5, assuming for the moment. 5 kosher and 2 puzzle should be good, the same as 5 kosher and 2 air should be good. Even the super katana, pashas. Because the bar said super katana, she was 3. What happened? I have 5, 2, and extends 1.
Bro.
Who cares? That's not 3. When it says super katana, she was giving tvachim. Schach posel. I told him it's within the walls. It's beyond the walls, forget about it. Does that make sense logically? That's what Mickey Vega says.
But the Magen Avraham say that.
Yeah, he would disagree. Well, hold on. Let's go slow. I thought we have to go slowly in the city. Oh. Watch. V'chein eish loma afilu munach ha-schach posel b'tzadofan ha-amtzoi Mikoma komarminan al tzas mi apostle ad gimel tvachim pochos mashu dofen akuma vashar v'ischach apostle pochos mi gimel demitztarf lashem shir sukkah avle munach ad gimel tvachim schach apostle b'emtza sukkah yesh loma de apostle im ein v'ischach kosher l'chud shir sukkah as the Magen Avraham said kevan l'chol shetach mokom aschach apostle Gimel Tvachim, Akorah Nechshav Me'asukah, Vim Kain, Lo Sastri Adiyukim B'Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Why? To Nokan HaMechah B'Tchila, Sheyesh Bo Yosef Al Schach Posel Zayin Al Zayin, you need 7x7, as the Magen Avraham said, of Kosher. Did Bezef, you have 7x7, Bechol Inyan Kosher, Avta Schach Posel Munach B'Yem Tzasukah. Doesn't matter, I have 7x7, it's okay. V'Chakach Nokat, Zayin al Zayin. What does that mean? There's an apostle b'chol makom af ma apostle apsul me'atzad v'duk. What does he say at the Shulchan at the end? Read again. Av b'sukkah katana shein bo el shiva al shiva ben b'yemtze ben me'atzad b'shlosh atzvach apsula. Why? Why? Does that possible b'chol makom af ma psume at me'atzad? You don't have seven more than, because it's not 7x7 left. Loshon amar shosh b'magen Avraham is called nalef mashma. Tafila b'psukim letzad a revis being on shir sukkah me'aschach kosher l'chod. Whoa! That stuff that sticks out beyond the walls can also passel. That's what the Mashah says. What's the Mashah Yudal? It's on the Ma'amakomas, I'm pretty sure. Is it on the Ma'amakomas, the Mashah? Yes, it's here. Oh, it's your testament base. Guess it is, your testament base. That's the Mashah I think he's talking about. Let's see if it's right. Mashah said, cut an aleph. 1 minute. No, he calls the Mashah Yudal in the base. Maybe I didn't put it on. Made another mistake, maybe. My Ma'amar Makoma seemed to be incomplete. Alright, so let's put it aside for the moment. We're getting our feet wet in this sugya. Oh. Yeah.
The two tefachim inside the sukkah, we're saying it's kosher because it's lavan, like the rest of the sukkah is lavan and mashlin.
They found. Two colors, this is unbelievable.
This is the Reed's office gave me two colors.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, very good. You know what? Now, let's go slow. We'll draw pictures in a minute. Okay, we'll draw pictures in a minute. Okay. Rabosai. We saw a prima garden over here. Tofresh Lamed Beis, Eishel Avrom, Sivkoton Gimel. Let's read it again. We saw before we read it again. What does he say? Eliyarabba says, you know, we should see that. It's not fair. Give the man to represent himself. Why should the... It's not everyone else we have on the page. Eliyarabba happens to write... He had the good or bad fortune. He wrote his parish under Lavush. Lavush, you know, is a great man, but... Who owns a lavush in his house? You have a shulchan aruch in your house? Everyone has a shulchan aruch. No one has a lavush. Baruch Hashem, I have a lavush. Recently, they reprinted it beautifully, so I have it. Before that, I didn't even own a lavush either. So, you know, the Eliyarabba printed on a lavush. You don't have it. I have an Eliyarabba also. I have it in this old print Eliyarabba. But when they printed the new lavush, the perfect, beautiful print, the Eliyarabba in the bottom, who looks at the old Eliyarabba anymore? This is a fairly recent vintage, this new svarim. It's amazing. Baruch Hashem, new svarim are coming out all the time. Eliyarabba. We see what he says. Eliyarabba, he's a famous parish. So we're in Tofresh Lamed Beis. Okay. Let's see in a second. Here we go. Watch this. Eina meduktuk. What's the way you do with him? That's the prima garden, Mali Rabba, Keshlomar, Pochos begin Mutfachim, Alochel Moshe Misinai, Biefsha the Mashlim Ubotel, Mashenke and Schach Postle give Mutfachim, Flonisha Sukha Zayin Al Zayin, Soup Sula. Okay, can't argue with the Alochel Moshe Misinai. Now, Rabosai, take a look at the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a one liner. Again, this is also missing from my Ma'amar Makomos. I apologize. There is a Tosfos Rap, Yud Ches, but it says Dibur Maskil Ein. I want you to look at the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, one-liner, Pesukah. I left this out by mistake. We'll see that one later. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, you can add this to your Ma'amar Makomos if you don't mind. When you cut the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Yud Ches Siman Aleph, add Dibur Maskil Pesukah Ketanah. It's one line. Pesuk Ketana, everyone see it? It's on page Yud Aleph in our print left column. It's a one-liner. Pesuk Ketana, Pirish, Besukah sheshira mitzumtzum. We saw it already in Rashi, right? I asked you what. Didn't I ask you before what tzumtzum? What'd you answer me? What did I ask you? Oh, the less bay kiyim zayin tfachim. On the bottom it says, footnote kuf mem tes ken kosev gam Rashi, more or less. Look at the Magen Avraham Talab Sof Sifkot Gimel Ayin Bi Kruya Yaakov Shikshalav Uva something some Hus Ches Pei. You have the same at the bottom of the Rabbein of Paris. Yeah. I'm not sure what Ches Pei is. I would be Kruya Yaakov that we do have. I brought it with me today. Hus Ches Pei. Don't know. Footnote Kuf Mem Tes at the bottom. Now, on the other hand, who this seems to go like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that's his quote over here, right? But what about, I ask you to see, a Shulte Giborim? That's on the Mamma Kamas, no? I'm pretty sure.
You
didn't get there yet, okay, but at least I wrote it. Shulte Giborim is on page either Tes Amad Aleph or Chaf Hey, Lashon Riaz. And the two Lashon Riazes. I meant you should look at both. My print is Chaf Hei, Lashon Riaz. Whoa. Can't be. Is there a Shulte Giborim here? I must have it wrong.
Chaf Dalei
wrote that. What are they right over here? Oh boy. Must be Chaf Dalei, right. Oh. Lashon Riaz. Rabosai. The two Lashon Riazes, end of Aleph, end of Beis. Let's start Rabosai, end of Aleph. Lashon Riaz, Schach Posel, Pochos Me'abo, Afal Pishen Roar Lichalek Aschach HaKosher, Eino Mitztarif Lahashlim, Shilohoya B'Schach HaKosher, Shiva Tvachim, Behechsher, Ein Schach Posel Mitztarif Imo Lashlimo, end of Beis again. Shen ruin the sichuch, ain't a mirror, ain't a mitzvah, lashem shir schach kosher. I feel like a shach kosher, shisha tvachem, kim vuba kuntus arayas. Get an impression from the Shulte Giborim that you require actually seven tvachem, like the Magen Avraham. And you know who else says that? The Sfasemis. Show it to you. Here it is. It's a Rashi in Daf Yud Ches. One second. The Riaz says in Shulte Giborim. We just saw it. The Schach Posel Gim Tvachim Besukah Sheyesh Ba'od Vav Tvachim Schach Kosher. Right? Psula. Who said that? The Magen Avraham, who disagreed, Eliyahu Rabbah, right? He wanted 4.1. He have 6. It's the Riaz like the Magen Avraham, right? Because Sav the Shabbat in Bukhuch, the Yishlam al Anisha Dal. Oh, what does Dal mean? Now we have our show. So what happened over here? The rabbi says, if I have 4.1 of schach kosher, this is kosher, right? And then I have 3 of posel. Why not? What's wrong? Cut off over here. Leave out the 0.1 at the bottom. It's 0.1. Forget about the 1. 4.1 and 2.9 should be okay. Well, the rabbi said, no. You need 7 of schach kosher. Let's go back to the we just saw over here. Forget the 0.1. I will say no. So I have in me avir beis uschach posel tefach. Gam ken adin timit starfin lifso besukah tana. That's what Gemara said. Im ken lo shayach dal. You don't say dal. You don't say disappears. It says. Keep it in mind, this is a big machlokes.
Rabbi
Kivi would agree with that, right? Rabbi Kivi is the one, well, you have to, we should read Rabbi Kivi really again. Okay, but we'll come back to Rabbi Kivi a little bit. He seems to be Mekel, whatever's past the wall shouldn't count. Now, where is this Marsha? Let me tell you what a Marsha really is. I feel bad, I should have been here. I blew it, Rabbi Osai. Sorry. It is a sugar you dial them at base. I've been tiptoeing around that sugar so far because I'm trying to get out of it today. Tomorrow we have no choice but to deal it head on. But and you have to see, my new adjusted Rambam Bekomis will help you out. But let's just take a brief look and you dial in Marsha, you dial it at base. Dimamaskal Gemara Hakaba Mayaskina. It's very brief. Marsha, you dial them at base. Here we go. It's on the page Yud, the last piece on the page. Gemara. Hachav ma'askin de'ancha puma de'maltalalta de'ayel gimel le'gav apikchad. It's at the mouth of the sukkah, right? It's 3 walls and there's a mouth, like you have in the picture on the board. Tzorach loma te'mari b'sukkah k'tana te'ein shir zayin l'schach koshel l'chud. The nisha is kosher the tzadof and emtzor shir sukkah vada da sukkah ksheira. Chaim atosim adibri balamor. What did you say over here? You need 7 tfachim. Fekim bekivega. Who cares? We need 7 for whatever goes past the line shouldn't count. That's the kasha of the Rabbi Kivega. Now, the Bikurei Yaakov, I brought it with me. The Bikurei Yaakov, Tov Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Koton Zion. I wish they'd have Bikurei Yaakov so I could show it to you. I can leave it if you want, but Chaval's not on there.
I think the Aruch Lenaer's
No, no, I know that. I know that. I have it in front of me, the fancy edition, but it's not on Bar Ilan. That's what I'm saying. It's Chaval. It is Chaval. Here we go. Tov Reish Lamed Beis Siv Koton Zion in Bikurei Yaakov. He thinks that if you have the following situation: 4.5 schach kosher, 2.5 schach posel, it's kosher. And that he agrees with whom? Eli Rabba. Against whom? Mogan Avram. That's what he says. But, listen to me. If there are 4 tfachim of schach posel, it's a mokum choshuv, and you can't split it. Wow. It's Sifkan Vav. Sorry, not Zion. He quotes the Magen Avraham. I'm reading you the Rabbosai. You look in Shulchan Aruch Magen Avraham, and I'm Sifkan Gimel, and I'm reading you the Bikur Yaakov Sifkan Vav. Kavanos of the Magen Avraham. The Holchiach b'Shulchan Aruch he mid the Kosa b'Med Vamurim b'Suka Gedola Shiesh v'Yosen Aschach Posel Zion Fach. How can it be lav dafka? L'chein nirali the dafka koma zayin al zayin. Why? Listen carefully. Every word now is gold. The bishlam of a sukkah gedola sheesh schach posel yosef midala tfachim. Listen to me carefully. Dafka beina b'schach kosher zayin al zayin. Why? Tlomet tzarfino and schach posel lahadei kosher. Why not? Kema da schach posel l'mokom liatzmo. As we saw in the Russian Rashi. Which is in the walls, the schach kosher. And not what's out of the walls. For the chain dafka koma, shemesh zayin al zayin mit sumsum, os chach posel, gimel tvachem posel, do gimel tvachem lo mitzafin and kulan lashem ashir, av kesh mat yosim zayin al zayin, av filu im yesh betoch as chach, gimel tvachem schach posel, mikom akum kosher, di mitzafin and gimel tvachem posel miyat, lahashem shir as chach. V'ayni eli rabba, Gam data nota kein to Zion al Zion dafka komar. Kemasha me aran shevi abe beis Yosef. Either Mogan Avraham, but arrive in Lashon Rashi. No! Rashi's masha ipcha. We thought that Rashi was, in fact, this way, right? That's what we thought. No. Shekosav yudchesam and al, the maschal sukkah tana, shir mitzumtzum. And v'sham im schach posel airi, ayin sham. Yud Zayin is Sukkah Tana. How the Davkim Yesh Im Schach Posel Shul Gimel Tvachim Zayin Al Zayin Os Posel. Homad Yosim Is Zayin Al Zayin Eino Posel. That's what he says. Bankos Chazanish Is Mesupak. This is the Bikurei Yaakov of the Baal Aruch Haner has this compromise. Do you split it? Don't you split? If it's less than four Tvachim, you can split it. And 4.1 is enough, 2.9 to the edge, and the rest is in China. If it's 4 tefachim, you can't split it. That's what it seems to be emerging from this fascinating distinction. And with that, apparently he's going to solve the... Everything's been meduyuk. The beginning is meduyuk, the end is meduyuk. That's what he says. Everything's meduyuk, according to this. So when Rashi says, Shirim mitzumtzum, he means, with the schach posel, 4 kosher, and 3... Puzzle. The Machzak Shekel to quote Rashi is exactly the opposite. Well, is it the same Rashi? Is it a different Rashi? I'm not going into that right now. And it's also a Ran, Rabbosai. Turn to the Ran if you don't mind. The Ran, please. I think it's Chaf Hey, if I'm not mistaken. I got it wrong last time. Let's see if we get it right this time. Watch. Abosai. I think it means this round. It's page Chaf Hey, left column, the narrow print. Miyu Efshar. Last few narrow lines. The Dafka Besuka Sheena Le Shiva Al Shiva. Ava Besuka Gedol La Harbe. Diesh Pa Shiva Tvachim O Yoser. Shecham Samru Mitzilso. Tzorach Iyan Im Nachshir Osim Neitziruf. Shara Sukkah. I think it means that Ran, I think, we talk to the expression Sukkah She'ain bo. One second. Where's the words? Sukkah she'ena ela shiva al shiva. Okay. The whole sukkah is shiva shiva. He didn't say there's no 7x7 without the puzzle. Of course, the question becomes Shulchan Aruch also has the lashon. Mogadom, it's not meduktuk. The rat is also not meduktuk. It's hard to say. Bekitzur, this is a very major question, which you're not going to be able to solve today, but at least we came up with the beginning of the question. What do you need? 4.1 of Schach Kosh is enough? Or no, that's Eliyahu Rabbah. Well, you need 7. And we saw that Bikuriyaga made a bit of a compromise. Eliyahu Rabbah is fundamentally right. Mali, who cares, is in China, like the Rebbe Akiva Vega said. If it's 4 Tzvachim, you can't split it. Rabbi Osai, a little further. There's a ritva. The ritva, again, we have a ritva on the screen here. Let's start again. This is on the Maram Akomis. This ritva. Watch this. Look what it says. Everyone see the ritva? You look in my, where my mouse is. The efshar, the iluhichnis besocha poros migimel. There's less than 3 within the walls. The lo choshev. Vafilu besuka ktana and apostle. The lo mitzdaif by the ma'ida bechutz. Bekiveya. Dalmia, forget about it. It's beyond the walls. It's in China. Behind the knockout shift is a so gimel tvachim. Flo knockout, I feel the pochas me gimel. This is way mevo. For sorachi. Yes, shloma, the gimel, the knockout, lav dafka. El lomar, shloach nisu kulim me bifnim. So even the ritva himself is a little bit of misupuk on this very question. A little misupuk. Now let's take a look at the carbon asano. Simon lamed hay, sivkot and zion. This, I believe, is on the Maram Akomis too. No, I don't see it either. Sorry about that. Well, let's just take a look. Let's first see the rush. I apologize for the omissions on the Maram Akomis. Here's where it gets a little bit tricky. The rush, Simon Lamed Hay. Watch this. There's a famous one of your testament Aleph. Psali otzim and asuka dinu kasuka. What does it mean? It, I think 4 different pshatim. One is behind the wall. Okay. Rabbi says in the front, Umashka chadofa ba'adayu ma'u detema ha'iluchu dekaima ha'iluchu dekaima kamash malon. Umari she'osa shtei mechita shalatzdodim arukos afal pi sho'ela dai b'zayin tfochim b'yachas mehen zeh mochiach she'rotza lasos kol ha'sukah b'tfanas arukos V'dofa and ha'achas and ha'mishachas in ha'psal lav and ha'suku al b'fnei atzmakoi v'nimtza she'ein lo ela dofa na'achas afilu hochi nino kesuko. It works anyway. Wow. Take a look at the korban asano zayin. L'chora ha'pirish da'afilu hochi kosher mitam psal yotzim in ha'suku V'chein mashim b'divir rabbeinu liel simen gimel ein sham. Aval ki daikas shaper I efshel lefarish hachi. Can't say that pshat. Why? To liel simen lama klasi rabbeinu b'shem rav yoh. V'lo dainin alakam psaliot simen asuka. To lo mimshecha chadofen bahadei. What's psal? We know psal. We had this before. So we had the daf yotes. We spoke about it at Arichas. It's like this. Right? This is kosher. Why? Because one wall is extending. You might have thought that since he this goes on. This is 10. This is 15. Well, scale. You might have thought he meant the kodesh over here, and there was only one wall. Right? Kamashma, no. There's three walls. That's the Kiddush of Psal, right? We did this a long time ago, right? What happened like this, in this case? It all goes 10. Look, ma, no walls, and it's schach here. What would you say? No good! I did schach? No! Psal Yotz only this one wall. There's no walls, right? So by the same token, if it's not going to work lehechsher, why is it going to work lepsul? To make Megas Kashin effect. Why should you take cognizance of what's beyond all the walls? It's in China. Let's go back to the Korban Asa. Look what he says. Yeah, da-da-dum. He said, Lo mimshcha chadofen bahadei. Ella. Kepirish Rashi Shapirish Kamashvalon the Benasukahu have a Kishtain Kilkosh to feel the Tefach the Lo Mimshah ad Revere Sukshera. Here's a Kash against Rashi. I'm going to go into that. We haven't learned the Gemara yet. Rabosai, you dial them at base. I don't think I put it on the Aramakomas. I put the Ritu. I don't think I put the Gemara. You know why? We did it once before. But we probably forgot it by now. So let's spend the next few minutes back to your Dalam and Beis, and that will be helpful for tomorrow's year. Remember to add that Aramakom, your Dalam and Beis Gemara, your Dalam and Beis, to the very end. You were here before, a long time ago, we learned this Gemara. Had enough time to forget it. Okay? Fine. Itmar, the last 15 lines. Hafchan al tzidein. It took a neser of Fort Funk, put it sideways. Ravuna mapsula ravchista merabah machuna makshere. Ikle rav Nachan the steward ola gamay ravchista merabah ravuna amalei hafchan al tzidein mau amalehu psula. Naz gespuna shel makas. Amalei ravuna velo amar miluchum ami kavasi amru alo mi amalei ma time alo kablina minay alo mi beisu minoy time alo amalehu. That's that. Lema misayla. Ena machzekas to the rosh of a ruba v'shulchano, or she nifritz of a pirza that she is daker b'gedib of as rosh, or she nos no leo neser shurach of arba tfachim, af a pisha lo hichnis esocha ela shlosha tfachim psula. Oh, this is comparable to our case. You have a neser of four, but only three is within the walls. Hechidami, my life could go hafchad al tzidem. Lo, hakamaskinon, go to ancha apuma de metalalta, the aisle tlosa legaf, three are in, viapachad the bar, tavale psaliotsim and asuka, ko psaliotsim and asuka dinakasuka. So what does that mean, Rashi? It's a ruach revish ancient dolphin, to lafkamine aide dolphin akuma, to ankan dolphin ela pesach, afalgav, tlo aile kuli the so halal tfanas at studen. Puzzle. The Tefach da Broi, Mikshav Nami Kisuka. Ilus Chach Kosher Hava Mutolishin Sham. Fiyote de Sukha Darmina, the Kamada Fites. Psaliotsman a Sukha Ki Aigam, the Mikkas Nikola, Rabbinish Shalom. There are no walls. It's Rashi's Pile Ploim. There are no walls. It would not be true that it's Kosher if it was Kosher with Chach. That's a Kovan Asanos question back over here. He says, Divi Rashi is Tumuin. He says, Minolan the Mutalishan Bach Tevach Dabroi Blit Fanus. Lot of machshirina le kamon. I be yeshli la psal tfanos to srach dofen noach min asuka. Have a good time, get a chosen, should have a tefer, because the rank of a yitzdaba. The last lechshur, mishum psaios min asuka, el echad mehani gavne, that misami be gemobas of pigim, av a gavne achindig al meimar bay, the Lord of Ganu, lo! Tzorach loma, watch this now. Hod the mishan et hamud aliel, eino el a litchos, the lo tesai el amand yama, hofchan al tzidein posul, av al hilchasa, kaimalon, kamandam hofchan al tzidein, is posul, and therefore, the Gatani Bibraisa, Afal P, Shalom, Hichnis, Mesocha, Legimel, Tvachim, Kagon, Shahavchal, Tzi, Dehen, Abel, the Anchi, Apuma, the Metalalta, Vial, Tlas, the Gav, Apachad, the Bar, Kosher, the Lohami, Kipsal, Yosim, and Asuka, the Lin, Schach, Kosher, Nami, Lohaminon, the Levi, Kazuka, below, Dolphin, at all. For all the Arminon, the Nido, Kazuka, Haina, Im, Nimshra, Psal, Im, Chad, Dolphin, Tavik is time chas to shnifil the tefach. Yeah. Rabosai, this is very important. I have to stop here. It's a very important introduction for tomorrow's shiur. We saw the Gemara Yudal with the Rashi with the Kopan Asana. Lean out of tomorrow and the next day we're going to be continuing in this important sugya. Remember to adjust the Ramakomas a little bit. Okay? Good. Sorry?
Time questions tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll begin with any kind of question.